Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back
to episode 3 of Babysitting Trevor.
Third one.
Halfway point by the end of this episode.
Nearly.
It's not the halfway point yet. We're still at the 33% point.
Yeah, that's it. Somebody used to be an accountant.
Oh, yes.
This was good.
What a great start to an episode.
Yeah, if you've never listened before, sorry.
This is about it.
No, we got Trev coming in soon. We just went to a bird sanctuary with him and also chucked in a cheeky trip to a castle.
I know, it's nice. A little extra curricular activity.
Based on his behaviour, I think we could add fear of castle.
Yeah, I don't
know. Fear, but he was... I've never seen a bloke less want to walk inside a castle.
Yeah, there were quite low door frames.
Yeah.
And his technique of going through them was very funny.
Yeah.
Sort of little jog through.
He's claustrophobic, which I get, but it's a door frame essentially
in a
field.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no, like, the frame is about 4 inches.
I know.
But you and me had a great... We were running up to the top of the castle.
It was really nice when we got to the
top. Trev went and stood by the car.
But yeah. Like a sort of a kid who's got upset.
Yeah.
I'm going to go wait in the car.
Like Mum and Dad are going to go take in some culture. He just wanted to play like Sega Mega Drive in the back of the car. But yeah, so that was fun.
Bird Sanctuary was really nice. But there was, yeah, as you'll hear, there was one moment where Trev, there was sort of a curveball thrown at us that we didn't expect at a bird sanctuary.
Yeah.
And it was very funny.
Yeah, and he went to see a play.
Yeah.
So he's I can only imagine how much he hated that.
Oh, yeah. I reckon it's going to be quite a funny review.
Yeah. So check it out, guys. So welcome back to Babysitting Trev.
Yes.
We've got the main man himself.
Yeah, here.
How you doing?
Still here and enjoying life to its utter limits.
Can I ask you, Trev, because I've seen you almost every day this week and you've worn the same outfit. Do you sleep in exactly what you're wearing and just get up in it?
No, I used to when I was a kid. I used to wear my clothes to bed.
Did you?
Yeah.
Up to what sort of age?
Probably up to the... it would vary. Some days to do it or some nights to do it. Sometimes I wouldn't do it. But when I was between the ages of probably 8 and 9,
yeah.
I couldn't be fucked getting dressed in the morning. So I thought... if
such
I
a
just,
young age to be so lazy.
I would even sometimes wear my shoes to fuck.
No, come on.
Yeah, I didn't take my shoes
no
off.
No way.
Yeah, I didn't take my shoes off. So I'd just fucking pounce out of bed, ready to go.
Yeah.
Nothing required. Just fucking.
Did you not wash? Or did you just put, the same
England,
clothes back
we
on?
Didn't have, in England, we didn't have a shower. So
really?
I only had a shower when I came to Australia. I don't know what the fuck
have
we did.
Have a Spanish shower, isn't it? Spanish shower.
Yeah.
That's the old, quite rude reference to basically, spray deodorant and wet your hair.
Wash your testicles in the sink, don't you? That's called a pommy shower by Aussies.
Yeah.
You just
is
wash
it?
Your balls in a sink.
At least we get a better sort of, you know,
the whole family must have fucking stunk.
The whole family.
It must have stunk.
Your family.
Yeah, the whole family must have stunk. We didn't have a shower. I can't remember fucking washing myself. I don't know.
Your whole childhood.
Yeah, we had
didn't have a wash once.
Yeah, because in order you're a kid, you get. Like, do you have a bath though?
We had a bath, we had a bath once a week.
Really?
Oh,
And no one complained.
That's the olden days. That was it.
Yeah,
your weekly
bath. I can't remember. I'd wash my hands and my face. And that was fucking
it's
it,
probably
really.
Probably it's nowadays. Fine. It's probably all you.
We probably overdo it these days. You're probably washing all the goodness and natural oils out of the skin.
Right, yeah, that's
so.
Right.
But you're now quite a clean freak, so it's a sorry.
Yeah,
sort of
I'm clean
your...
in regard to my hands.
Right.
Wash my hands a lot.
But everything else is just.
The what?
Everything else is just carnage.
That's it, because when you were a kid, you just washed your hands and your face. The rest of it is your face.
What do you sleep in now? This is it. What do you.
I sleep in boxer shorts.
You sleep in boxer shorts.
I sleep in a nude.
I sleep in a nude as well.
Oh, okay.
I've slept in a nude now for quite a few years, and I find it very healthy.
I find I can squash my bits when I roll over more. There's less protection than my pants.
Have you ever, have you ever had a shower and then you're really clean and then all of a sudden you have to go and take a dump or something like that, and you go fuck's sake, and then you got to
it's a horrible feeling
it is
you're like all wet still
that's right, and then you sort of go well I've got to, and then you stick your ass in the basin and you like clean your ass separately.
This bit is where I think we've gone at a crossroads.
We were so like,
you've had a shower, dried a bit, and you have a poo, but then you wash your bum again,
physically wash it.
Because you can't be bothered to get back in the shower.
Well, or you can't just wipe your ass as per.
Yeah, that's right, I don't want to go in the shower again, I've got clean underpants on.
But why can't you just wipe your ass as you normally would if you had...
Oh, no, that still leaves elements of... stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Does that mean that when you normally, it's not normally when you use a toilet, when you normally have a dump, do you wash your bum in a basin?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, okay,
no,
just
no.
Post shower, just a little treat.
Oh, it's the only one of the day that you would do.
Because you feel like already in the day you're a bit dirty. So
right.
Have you ever used those, what they call them? Like
wet wipes.
Wet wipes that are flushable wet wipes.
Oh, no, I haven't.
So it's basically you can just have one at the end.
Yeah.
Just as a
I've always said, since I started going out with a lady now married to, she introduced me to wet wiping in that capacity. And people go, why bother? I go, why bother taking an escalator? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just a much quicker route to your destination.
Escalator analogy is a very good one.
Thank you, mate.
Wet wipes in general are great things to have around the house.
Maybe we should get you some wet wipes. That'd be good.
As a little present.
Would you use
them? Put me on Instagram with my ass in a basin.
I don't know if we'd lose followers or gain them. So, all right. So you went to this mental health talk with Carl.
Yeah, so you came along.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How did you?
I was rushing around a bit because I had to go and rush down and have something to eat and a coffee, then a rush back because I needed my jumper. I got a bit cold.
It was a bit nippy, actually.
Yeah, then I came around and queued up and got my number. Yeah, then I thought Hannah was very good, and she sort of explained her anorexia.
Oh, did she?
Okay. And she's over it now, isn't she? She looked quite,
you still have it. It's in your head a little bit. I think it's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah. She's got quite strong legs.
She's got
quite strong legs.
I don't know that's how you check if someone's recovered.
I can't work out if
you
said that to a lady, if she'd take that well or bad or badly.
Yeah, yeah, but she was a lot worse like 5 years ago.
Right.
So there's photos of her, from years ago.
Yeah, I have that in regard to my face. You know, when you look in a bad mirror where you look fucking shocking, I go, my image of myself changes internally and I go, I fucking feel like going home and just... hiding my face.
We discussed this when we took a photo of us together up
on
Arthur's seat
from last
episode.
And you said you look good.
Look good. Yeah. Oh, no, I do look like that because I've got this image in my head of what I look like. And if I see a bad photo, I go, holy fuck, it fucked my image up.
Yeah.
And then I lose confidence. I go, I'm just an ugly old cunt, basically.
No, you're not, mate. You're beautiful.
Have you thought about just getting a nicely, professionally shot photo taken and carrying it in your wallet?
Yeah, just having it as your... I would say your phone screensaver, but I doubt your phone has a camera capability.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We could do that. That could be one of our tasks. We'll get you a professional photographer, makeup artist. Mm.
Yeah.
Have a photo shoot where we have you beautifully made up, put you in a suit.
Tuxedo?
Yeah. Oh, actually,
That'd be great.
Professional photo shoot.
And then we'll have it one framed for all of our houses.
One framed of just the three of us looking really dapper in suits. Like, are you guys going to get married or anything? No?
No.
For a podcast?
Well, absolutely. absolutely will do this.
What Julia said, she said to me, because I said, I look terrible in photos. I hate being photographed. I'm glad I'm not on a TV show. I look fucking shocking. And Julia said, yeah, but what these still photos don't portray is your fucking personality your charisma and wit, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Because that's part of the package that makes you attractive. Exactly. Going purely on the physical, she said, yeah, you're not much to look at. But
that's where you get lacking confidence. You're not getting it from your wife.
You know, right. If you put the other ingredients in, I'm reasonably attractive.
A photo professionally done, but then also have a little speaker with you talking underneath.
Just replaying like your best bits of babysitting Trevor, just on loop every 2 minutes.
Okay. How do you feel about? Would you feel uncomfortable with somebody doing makeup on you or make like?
No, I'm all right. I suppose I've got certain. I've noticed my face as you get older. You obviously get, things happen to it. You lose mass around the eyes and shit like that. And so I'm sort of aware of that. But if you look at your face as one unit, then it looks sort of okay. It's only when you focus on individual points in your face, you go, oh, fuck, you've got a bit of loss there around.
I've got a little bump on my nose on the bridge there.
Yeah,
I've got a lump on that ear that makes it look bigger than the other one.
Okay.
I've got an extra tooth.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are.
Oh, you've got an extra tooth.
I'm a dream.
So you've got 33 teeth.
You've got like no teeth. You've only got like.
I had loads taken out. I didn't look after them when I was a kid. So.
Oh, yeah, right.
I had the normal number of teeth, but two of them grew on the inside like fangs.
Oh,
so
right.
So I had one removed, but I've still got the other one for backup if I ever need it.
Oh, yeah, in backup.
It's like a spare wheel.
I've only got.
You can't chomp over 50 miles an hour.
No, my teeth. I've lost about fucking 15 teeth or something throughout the years. You know, there was no such thing as dental hygiene when I was a kid.
No.
I never brushed my teeth.
Or normal hygiene, most.
No,
sounds
that's
of
right.
It.
Normal hygiene. The smelly, toothless crook family. But it's true, I never brushed my fucking teeth. I thought tooth rot was like quite natural.
I had terrible dental hygiene from a young age. Yeah. My parents just...
When your parents
old
don't
Irish
tell you
working
to
class
do it,
people.
It's a British thing, isn't it? You know, the Americans would say the British have got crap teeth, but it is actually generally is kind of true.
I mean, I lived in Australia for most of my young years, but it's very similar to there. They just pull teeth out.
Yeah.
And they used to gas me. I mean, you know, they'd gas you. I hated gas. Fucking hell.
Oh, what do you mean, laughing gas?
No, I didn't fucking laugh. It was horrific, but they just clamped the smell of it was like burning rubber.
Well, was it nitrous oxide?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you went unconscious.
That's a general anaesthetic. That was not nitrous oxide.
Hang on, they used to gas you for general
anaesthetic. I got gassed out once.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I think now they do it intravenously, don't they?
Oh, yeah, right.
They don't gas people unconscious anymore. But when I was, I had a bunch of teeth out when I was young. And that was a gas
over the
nose and the mouth and then count backwards from 10.
You're smelling it
and then just you get to about 7 and you're like out.
Sounds like a lot of dentists. Like I got mercury filling, which is like, you know, poisonous.
Poisonous, right.
But then they kind of go, it's all, I don't know, like it doesn't feel...
It leaks for about, mercury leaks, I think, for about 5 years. Leaks in your system.
Great.
But then,
what's that going to do to me?
Well, it's very hard to get rid of mercury. You probably have to go into some sort of cleansing shit, but it doesn't do your body any good at all.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you're probably quite carcinogenic.
Okay, that's good to know. It does feel weird, though, because I remember having it. I remember from school, mercury is one of the most poisonous things out there.
Yes, it is.
And they were using that for fillings. Now they don't use it anymore.
Yeah. They give you an option now, actually. They give you an option. I don't know why. Australia is illegal.
Really? I don't think you have mercury anymore, though. It's a different metal.
That's annoying for me.
Metal, is it?
I think it must be, yeah. I think they phased it out.
But it is annoying.
You get the option of the white one now.
You can get the white one. But why... What does that mean for me, that I was unlucky enough to have a mercury one in there?
It's
fucked.
You're going to die.
You're going to die
within the next 10 years.
Mercury poisoning.
Mercury poisoning.
Mercury actually makes you go insane just before you die.
Yes, it does. It's a bit like syphilis, isn't it?
Is that based on S-Town?
It is based on S-Town. Yeah. It's based on another podcast, guys. I get most of my info from podcasts, as do our listeners.
Bird sanctuary. I'll probably get attacked by a swan.
So the first group task we did was we decided after last episode where you revealed your fear of birds.
Yeah, before, also your love of the outdoors.
Yeah, from Arthur the Seat. So we thought we'd combine two and take you to a bird sanctuary next to a loch
Duddingston Lock, Lock, where I actually proposed to my wife.
Yeah, that's right.
We saw the bench that you proposed to.
You proposed to your wife, and yeah,
it was nice.
I got quite emotional when I thought of that.
Did you?
Yeah, standing on the same spot as you. But did you propose on the car? Or?
No, I did it on the bench by the lock. Oh, I got okay. on one knee and I just said, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what to say. Then you told me your proposal was a little bit less romantic than mine.
Yeah, I mean, I had no plan to get married, really, because I don't give a fuck about it, really, to be honest with you. To me, the rate...
Somebody doesn't give a fuck about it. You've done it twice. Trev.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty impressive.
But it's always someone else or someone else.
I feel like you just go with the flow a lot.
I just go with the flow. They said, you want to get married? Yeah, all right, fuck, I'll go with it. My mates decided I should get married, not me. Yeah. They said, you should marry her because, she's Chinese. She's a fantastic cook. You know, you haven't had a fuck for 10 years. You put all that together. It's a good package. And then she gets to stay in the country.
It's literally a win-win situation for everyone involved.
There was a benevolent way of doing it.
Yeah, you got sort of pushed into it.
Yeah, I got pushed into it.
But with Julia, it was less pressured.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because, I mean, Julia's...
Didn't need a visa for a start. She didn't need a visa.
That's right, she didn't need a visa. But she may have wanted Australian citizenship. I didn't think of that at the time.
Can she get Australian citizenship?
Yes, she can, yeah. Get resident if she wants it, yeah. So I could have been fucked over twice here, couldn't I?
So she just said, do you want to get married? And you went...
Yeah, she more or less said, we're in bed. And then she said, she had the feeling I hadn't made a commitment. You know what I mean? I hadn't really. I had emotionally because I loved Julie and loved her then. So to me, I'd have committed totally.
Yeah.
But I hadn't done certain basic things that show that commitment.
Like what?
Being married, giving her money. rather than spending all...
It's 20 quid.
I've been a complete parasite. I mean, she pay... Like, we get Sky Television on for me to watch cricket. I give her nothing towards it. It's 58 quid a month. but she pays that just to keep me happy.
Yeah.
That's nice, though.
It's a nice thing to buy for somebody.
Yeah, I mean to give her money, but I never get around to it.
No, I suspect my ex-girlfriend still uses my Netflix login.
Oh, yeah. No, she
because
would.
There's a lot of things that come up previously that you've been
that's
watching.
That's so funny.
That it's not me
that's
and
really
not my girlfriend.
Funny,
yeah, that's right.
So
yeah,
basically, we used to use it on her iPad.
Yeah.
So she had my login.
Yeah.
Mate, you've got to change that password. Or do you think that's the least you could do?
At least she got it in
after
the break.
After what you put her through, she gets to scare you.
It's a nice thing you can do for someone. Just supply them with a...
Oh, she got your Spotify as well?
No, I didn't have Spotify.
That'd be annoying if
she did have her own Spotify, actually.
She had her own Spotify.
Just didn't have her own Netflix.
Didn't have her own Netflix.
Maybe out of the blue, this email on my Amazon Prime login as well.
The ultimate would be if she resets the password. That'd be the ultimate. Fuck you. She just puts her email, gets a reset. Carl's a prick. It's the password.
But Julia proposed to me. We're in bed, and she proposed me. Yeah, she well, she didn't. It said, I forget the exact words, but something along the lines of, "You think it'd be a good idea to get married?" And I said, "Why not?"
That's quite nice.
Yeah.
And then, what type of marriage did you have? I don't know. Was it a big day?
Yeah, Brixton Town Hall, very convenient for me.
Could you walk there from your house?
You didn't get
lost on the
house.
So then, just an afternoon affair.
Yeah, well, I think we got married late morning. Then we went back, walked back to the flat, and we had a few people over, had a few bottles of Prosecco and a few snacks. And Julie had gone out of her way to look nice. She had her hair done, and I got a lovely new dress. She looked fantastic in the photos. So I knew she was really keen to get married because she made such a commitment to looking nice on the day, whereas I just showed up fucking like this.
What did you wear on the day?
I wore a white shirt.
That's good. Did it have any signatures on it, like your reference?
No, I didn't. No signatures.
Was it signed? Someone Ronnie O'Sullivan. Yeah.
But I wore a white shirt and black pants. That was basically it.
What footwear did you go for?
All right.
What footwear?
I've got these fucking black shoes.
Oh, right. So you didn't go. So you wore black shoes, black trousers, and a white shirt, and no tie.
No tie, no.
No jacket?
No. No.
So you sort of like a sixth former who just got off school early.
I wore the same clothing when I went to a funeral. I did the exact same.
So you don't have a black jacket for a funeral?
No, I don't have a black jacket. No.
Come on.
Oh, we've got to get Trevor a black jacket in a professional photo.
I think we should get you a suit. But season two, just get you fitted out for a suit. Do you not like wearing them?
They're very uncomfortable. It's got to be very light. Very
linen. We'll get you a linen suit.
You can look like the man from Del Monte.
Hey?
Look like the man from Del Monte. He's like a guy
linen.
He's a nice white linen.
Oh, okay. But it's got to be light and cottony and that. I can't wear woolen type stuff.
No.
Because when I was a kid, I had to go to confirmation when I was a Catholic, wearing these really horrendous fucking. I couldn't afford. I think we were poor actually, so they gave me my dad's fucking pants. They cut the legs off my dad's pants. They were my shorts. So I had like my dad's woolly fucking pants. Ugh. And the fly was like fucking, you know, full length. He's a proper grown bloke and I was a kid. So I had this, these shorts, if I had a jumper pulled over like this, I looked like normal shorts, but if you'd bricked it, you know, lifted it up like that, and the fly kept going up and up and up. To the throat area, and then these little braces, going over.
Body, that's amazing.
And then I remember they were being really itchy, and I didn't have underpants on at the time. I don't think I owned underpants at that point, but I absolutely unbearable.
Oh god! Is this a smelly, dirty kid with no pants? Yeah. And your dad's massive trousers.
Yeah. And then I went to confirmation.
Is there any photographic evidence of you?
No,
as a
probably
child?
Not. No,
I'd love
probably
to see
not.
A picture of you as a kid, Trev.
Yeah, and I was so uncomfortable. I had to go to confirmation, which is a lot of Catholicized shit anyway.
Confirmation, because which one? Because there was First Holy Communion, was that's about the age of seven, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
Confirmation's
right.
Confirmation's a bit further down
the line. Yeah, it is, yeah. And I remember they stick their finger in an ashtray or some shit and put a crucifix on your forehead.
Yeah,
so.
They did it on Ash Wednesday. Don't
they?
Yeah, every year, Easter Ash Wednesday.
I have no idea what it fucking meant, but I'm just walking around with a fucking crucifix on my head.
Yeah.
And but it was there for weeks because
you didn't wash it off.
Because I grew up in a Catholic family and we used to have to do all those. What was the one we have to kiss the feet of the statue? Did you ever have to do that?
I didn't do that, no.
That's a weird one. Oh, you'll queue up and just kiss.
Whose feet?
It's got to be
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Does someone wipe it in between?
There's like a wiper next to it.
Oh, so right.
And then just. Whoop, and
this is it's fucking disgusting, isn't it? Did you kiss a nail or the feet?
I think you're meant to kiss sort of the wound, where the nails goes through.
It's very sick, isn't it?
I just kissed a knee, just didn't want to go.
Just kiss him on the lips. It's just a lot nicer. You look good, Jesus, you're working out.
That would be a funny thing to do. Just climb up.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking, you get a foot fetish, start fucking his feet or something. I don't know. When I was a kid, we had this family priest. His name was Father Murphy. So when he came around, my mum and dad had got it arrived or something. And then we'd go to church dances, and then the Father Murphy would be dancing, and he'd be going, "Oh, look, the Father's dancing." You say, "Where the fucking why should? What the fuck is it? Like, you know, he's like a supernatural being."
Yeah, it's the blind dancing.
So I went to confession once, and confess what the fuck I'd done, and so I go in there, and he's the usual fucking rigmarole. I can't remember the technicalities of it. Then he said to me, "Tell me, my son. Have you been doing anything with any little boys?" Then I went, because I was fucking just a kid. I don't know, Father, I haven't. And then he moved on to the rest of my sins. And then he said, then he gave me my penance, which was like 20 Hail Marys and fucking 20 Our Fathers.
That's a lot.
I must have done something bad.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I think stealing money from the fucking gasometer fucking thing or something. I used to steal money from my parents. But I confess to it. And you speed praying, you know, you go through the fucking prayers as quick as fuck because you want to get out of there, so you speed pray. So you do the 40 prayers.
It's like speed dating.
You speed pray. You get, 40 prayers real fucking quick, and you're out of there. Anyway, so later on, this is a few years later, I was reading the paper and Father Murphy got arrested.
Oh.
He got arrested. He was jerking off with a mate of his in public.
Oh.
Yeah, and a family walked past and they found Father Murphy and his mate jerking off, and the police were called and he was fucking arrested.
Imagine how excited they got, Brendan. They got well excited when they saw him dancing. It's wanking, it's wanking in the pot.
That made me think back to my experience
when he asked you that question.
He was, what's the word, trying to trigger something that I go, "Oh, yes, Father," and then he's, "Oh, tell me more, my son." Would have
the other side of the bench.
Yeah, he would have had an over the wrister. You know what I mean? Definitely had an over the wrister. And then, I think if I'd said, "Yes, Father, I've been doing something," he had a wanker, I would have got less fucking prayers to say. I think my penance would have been far less severe. Yeah.
His penance would have been like, just have a cup of wine for your good work. Yeah,
So that was my first, I never got personally abused myself, but that was my first initiation into what could have happened.
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever, when was the last time you went to confession?
Oh, I think.
You stopped doing it as a kid?
No, not kid. I went to confession probably when I, how old have I been? Probably 16, 17.
Because you're quite an honest guy. I just wonder, like, in those confessions, I wonder if you, like, imagine, I've never done confession. It's not like, I don't know. Have you done confession?
Yeah, I did.
Did you ever, what's the, if you just have a normal week, do you still have to, like, kind of come up with a confession, like, I didn't say thank you to someone.
The test was, when you'd have the confession on a Saturday evening, and you had to have communion Sunday morning, so you couldn't sin between the confession and the communion. You had to be, and it was very hard not to, you couldn't, because you had venial sin and you had mortal sin.
Yeah.
Venial sin was, like, I suppose, what, a misdemeanor, where, you know what I mean?
Like a slap, take the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But a mortal sin, that was like a major fucking skid mark on your soul.
Right.
So, and that would, that,
you want to wash your ass in the face straight after that one.
And see, that would nullify the fucking Holy Communion. So you could still have Holy Communion with a less serious sin.
Yeah. Right.
But if you hit the mortal fucking stage,
they wouldn't let you do Holy Communion.
No, they wouldn't know. You'd still have it, but it somehow it didn't work. You know what I mean? Like, it fucking defused.
So many bloody rules with these things.
Oh, yeah. But it's a traditional, superstition. But it's like, it just gummed up the works if you fucking committed a mortal sin. So when you came out of Holy Communion, you didn't feel pure.
Yeah, yeah.
You normally come out feeling, I'm fucking,
free.
Fucking feel
free
great
for another week. Another week of grot.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm back to zero.
If you'd committed a mortal sin, then you'd go, oh, fuck, that was, you'd feel still unclean and guilty and ashamed of yourself.
Did you find you had, did you ever say, have you ever said a sin to someone and regret? I just still think, I don't know how honest I'd be in that. Did you ever, what's like the one of the worst sins you'd admit
to? Have you ever thought of going back now and doing a 40-year
your pants would be right off.
Yeah. Dear Father, last night I committed anal lingus. the sins would be really severe. That's right. It's just while I stopped at 17, because then I went into a major fucking wanking phase of my life.
Which is still ongoing.
Yeah, it would have been with mortal sins clicking over like a taxi fucking meter. But I got out of it. I mean, luckily I met friends who were atheists, and they sort of somehow re-educated me.
Weirdly, my mate's dad wasn't religious and is now like 70.
Yeah.
And he's now a bit, he's starting to, like, I think once you get to, when you think you're going to die soon, you've got kids, I think you just, it's more like hopeful to believe in it.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm stuck by my principles. I still don't believe in God.
Yeah.
I think when you die, you disappear. And as I said, you're just fucking fading words on a grey headstone.
Yeah.
As I said in your Instagram. I think I'm honest enough. I think courageous enough to go, well, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, that leaves me a bit vulnerable. So,
definitely, just before I die, I'm going to then just pray.
But I'm in fucking superb condition.
But which religion are you going to pick? You can't just do them all, can you? You have to hedge your bets.
You got to risk it. I don't know.
Just pick the biggest one,
reincarnation.
I'll go Buddha.
You go Buddha.
I just go Buddha. I like Buddhism. I like the vibe of it.
That's fine. Come back as some fucking, I don't know, some low life creature. I don't mean that in the.
You come back. So don't you come? Wouldn't you come back as something rubbish if you'd done some bad things?
That's right.
So yeah, if you come back as like a cockroach, that means you've probably done some bad stuff.
I reckon I'd be right. I reckon I'd come back like a rabbit or something. I reckon I'd
be right. Cow.
Cow.
That'd be nice, isn't it?
What do you reckon you'd come back as?
I'd like to come back as a fucking giraffe.
Why?
Because you look over walls.
Yeah, that's right.
They're normally out in like the wild. They are. Normally walls in there.
Yeah, that's what we described. We described a swan as the giraffe of the bird world. Swan would be decent to come back as.
Yeah.
Very graceful.
Yeah, I think they're a bit vulnerable in the neck department, though.
But they're vulnerable. I don't think they've got. There's no natural predators.
Yeah, no one going for their necks. Sort of, they're actually protected by the queen.
Yeah.
Oh, are they? Okay.
The queen, they're a protected animal by the queen. So no one
kills once she comes and sorts you out.
You get a letter, not a nice one for turning 100, strongly worded.
Yeah, I think swans have a pretty decent quality of life.
And I reckon they always photograph well. Yeah, they always look like they know their fit as well.
They're very loved, aren't they? I mean, swans are so graceful and beautiful. Yeah. You couldn't imagine anyone fucking harming it. Though.
No.
Whereas other bird life, you go, it's fucking... fucking that crow's a bit annoying.
Some of them just sound horrible, the noises they make.
Yeah,
I mean, that swan, the fact it hits you is still quite pleasant.
But are you not scared of, is that your bird fear is not linked to, you're not scared of a swan?
Oh yeah, but as long as they flap their wings, you know what I mean? Once they flap, I fuck off, basically.
Yeah.
Because of the wind thing.
Yeah, the wind thing, you know what I mean?
And they tend to keep their flaps to a minimum, swans. That sounded worse than that.
They do.
It's normally, they just do that lovely floating, graceful thing, which apparently under the water, you know, they're kicking away, but you can't see it.
Yeah.
No, it's almost like an anxiety thing. On the surface, everything looks fine underneath.
Underneath.
There's all sorts going on.
That's just the fucking...
I think you come back as a swan, Trev.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, protected by the Queen and my little cygnets behind me. Swimming.
It's really cute. Yeah. But with that castle, though, you're a bit like anti going in it.
Yeah.
We went up, me and Carl, got to go to the top and get a view. And then you sort of went and stood by the car.
Yeah.
But I thought you'd be interested again. Is that not something you'd have as in Trevor's stand? Would you not have a castle as yours?
I'd have a castle, but I once thought if I was a Chinese emperor, how would I protect my domain and what would be the perfect type of castle, I suppose? So I had, the first thing I did, I gave all of my fighters advanced weaponry. That was the first thing. So,
cool. I mean, that's a crucial thing.
It would have been, it couldn't, my thing was I'd have all my, let's say if you go back 2,000-3,000 years, they're normal soldiers, but they would have had access to mortars and fucking RPGs.
Oh, right.
So cheating, isn't it? Yeah.
You've given people
back then. But this is if you were talking like a Chinese emperor.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
If we're talking Trevistan,
which is probably
a modern...
What would you have? Would you not have a
castle? Because that's one thing you spotted about the castle you didn't like. You didn't like that it was accessible from all sides.
Yeah, that's right. No moat.
No moat, and you said like you wanted a cliff face on one of the sides.
Yeah, a cliff face, and you need a really detailed tunnel system, which maybe they've got. I don't know.
Exactly, we didn't find those.
Yeah, the tunnels are really important, and obviously, these days you've got bombing and all that kind of stuff, but getaway routes and things like that.
What would you'd have a very intense system.
I'd bring in the North Koreans; they're experts in tunnel.
So what about your claustrophobia in the tunnels?
Oh no, it was big enough. I'd cope with it.
So what size tunnel would you need to not fill? the width of this room.
Yeah, it's
size.
That's not
really a tunnel, then, is it? Isn't it just a basement?
You can have tunnels as big as you like. You know, the size of this room.
Yeah,
as a tunnel.
Could you walk the Channel Tunnel if there was no trains?
I find it really hard, actually. Yeah, there's no.
That's quite a big tunnel.
Yeah, no, it's 25 miles, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's massive in width, in diameter as well.
At least you wouldn't get lost. Just be straight lines of France. Yeah.
But you can't get out of it, can you? Once you're committed to the tunnel, can you get out or?
No.
Oh, you can't get out?
Well, I don't reckon.
There's no, it's like little side
channel.
Doors.
Into the channel.
You just go like an airlock or something.
We had a conversation about drowning. Do you remember that? What were we talking about?
I can't remember if drowning's the best or worst way to die.
Oh, yeah.
And then we worked out probably...
I said hold your breath for 2 minutes and see how you feel.
Yeah. And then we worked out that...
You said it would take about 2 or 3 minutes once you've...
Blacked out for you.
Sort of started trying to breathe underwater and just panic. It was a horrible
conversation. Yeah, you go unconscious. Well, you can't breathe. If you can't take an air, I think you'd pass out after 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and then you'd die.
That'd be a horrible 5 minutes, though, wouldn't it?
No, I think that's the worst
way. I'd say it's the worst way to go.
Yeah. So,
within reason.
Yeah, so you'd have a moat, though, round... Would you even have a castle or not? Would you have something more modern?
No, I'd have a castle, but it'd be reinforced concrete. It'd be immensely thick walls.
Yeah.
It'd be deeply rooted into the ground.
Yeah.
It'd have a tunnel system. It'd have large supplies of food, water, ammunition.
Yeah.
What else? Moat.
Would you have a sort of an old school bed chamber like they've got there?
Oh, no. It'd be modern on the inside.
Okay.
But it'd be that fucking hard to get into. I think it might be quite hard to get out of.
Yeah.
It'd be that secure.
It's a prison.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It'd be that secure. I couldn't fucking leave it.
Yeah, but you don't really like leaving the house anyway.
Oh, no, that's true.
If you got all your supplies, you'd have a gym.
I'd have a gym. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a few porn videos.
Gym, yeah. Porn videos, and a Tesco's presumably in there as well.
Yeah, there were Tesco's.
And a, and a Jaffa Cakes room.
Tesco Express.
Oh, Jaffa Cakes.
Just a Jaffa Cake chamber.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Yeah, Jaffa Cake chamber. Yeah. Nice. But yeah, and the surrounding countryside is important, where you actually build it. Where would you build it? Would you build it by the coast or
where would you
on a mountain? Yeah, what's better?
I think mountainous.
Yeah.
Top of the mountain.
Yeah, of course. Because surely coastal,
yeah.
You're just attracting coastal attacks.
Yeah, that's right.
So, navies shooting, yeah. You know, their massive cannons on, out of the side of their boats.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, also, aren't you easy to hit from in a modern day way from a, what are those things called, the American
drones?
A drone will just take you out. You'd be a big sitting target up there. Or just hide in a tunnel or what?
Tunnel. It's pretty fucking.
It's hard nowadays. Castles have really lost their edge.
I suppose. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Since airborne attacks, yeah. Castles are literally the worst thing to be hiding in.
Maybe I'd just fucking learn to blend in with the population. Oh. Maybe that'd be the easiest fucking defence.
Yeah.
To be like Saddam Hussein did. He like became a taxi driver, didn't he? Saddam.
Did he?
What?
Yeah. He drove taxis. Yeah, when they're looking for Saddam, where the fuck is he? He was driving a taxi.
I mean, that sounds like
No.
What do you mean he was. What?
They found a fucking taxi. When they got him in his spider hole, he had a fucking taxi as a car.
Really?
Yeah, he was driving.
I don't imagine he was doing it to like make a few quid on the side.
A few fares.
Have you heard about Uber taking over? Nightmare.
but he drove a fucking taxi for all the time they were after him.
That'd be so. Imagine getting picked up in a taxi, looking at their ID at the front.
Saddam is 3 minutes away.
He's got one star rating.
Yeah, sure.
Main complaint being an evil dictator.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
See a live show. As long as I can sit by the door so I can leave early.
So, Trev, you went with producer Joel to watch a show called Eleanor's Story.
Yeah, that's right.
It's about a girl.
American girl
escaping Nazi Germany.
That's right. She was in America. She went to Germany, got the fuck bombed out of her, went back to America.
That's it.
So, went to Germany during the war?
Yes. Oh, just before the war.
She was a terrible travel agent.
What terrible time to holiday in Germany.
Where's Cheek this time of year? Germany, but it does come with a couple of little caveats.
So,
what is it? Was it a play, theatre?
Yeah, it's like a one woman show.
One woman show.
And she was. I thought it was like a faultless fucking performance. I think she fucked one word up, which isn't bad, is it?
It's funny that you still noticed that.
Harsh critic, isn't it?
Faultless, but she fucked up one word.
And it ruined the whole experience.
Four stars for that, because of that one fucking word.
Is it based on a true story?
Yes, it is. But she was strikingly beautiful, this girl. She's like, had a quality about her. She was... She wasn't stereotypically beautiful. She wasn't glamorous or any of that kind of stuff. She had that kind of charismatic, womanly, not slutty or slapperish or anything like that, like, but someone you could love. Yeah, the, okay. She had that lovely, yeah, like, she's very sexually attractive. You could obviously, yeah. Yeah.
Matt, I reckon we should put all of that on a card.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
she wasn't like... slutty or slapperish, but she's someone you could love.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the worst review you could possibly get as a female performer.
Yeah, and she fucked up one word.
Yeah, she.
The most male-centric review anyone's ever given.
This is why we pay them three quarters.
Yeah. She had a really good performance, and she was totally committed to the story. Got a grandmother story, so she obviously.
Oh, so grandmother's grandmother's story.
That's pretty amazing. So it's more of an investment in the show.
Yeah, she had an emotional investment. And,
lovely.
And then she,
have you ever thought about doing a one-man play about any of your stories?
You
about
mean...
About your life as a...
I'm alive.
As an unwashed, toothless...
Well, I reckon you could take all the stories from babysitting Trevor and put them end to end and get a character to play them, and you could make something out of it, couldn't you, really?
Yeah, it'd be too long. It'd be 10 hours long.
Yeah, just the highlights. You know what I mean? Like various stages of my life. You could fucking do something with them, I suppose.
But you've not thought about it, even though it's your life.
I've thought about it, but a lot of work involved.
I know, exactly. Yeah, I was thinking that, Trev's life. Yeah. So why don't you just tell everyone to just re-listen to these? So you watched this play for an hour, and you thought it was all right? When do you relax in it? Does your mind...
Yeah, I thought it was... I think it was...
Does your mind wander? I found my mind wanders a little
bit. Yeah, it wanders a little bit. I went into the fucking counting my favourite fruit for a little bit.
I did?
Yeah, I did. Or picking the Australian cricket team, but not that often.
Oh, okay. So.
But I thought, because I thought she did it as well as it could possibly be done.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's very limited. You've got nothing to work with up there. So one man show, I don't know. I just can't see me sitting through a one man show unless I'm really interested in the subject matter.
Yeah, of course.
And then I think they're to pull it off like that, to make it watchable.
Yeah,
I thought was a major achievement.
Okay.
You know, so
what's the last impulsive thing you did? Backfire, do you remember?
Oh, fuck it. Doing weights. I did an impulsive thing. I thought I'd do an extra set of squats, fuck my back up. So that was an impulsive thing. You know, yeah. I'd already done the set. I did like four sets. And I go, you know, I could do another set here. You know, fuck it.
Back.
You know what I mean? On the last fucking rep of that set, I was about to do one more fucking rep and finished. Back. So then you go, well, I'm not fucking doing that. I didn't think it through. You know, and... the OCD thing, I'd done four sets, but one of them wasn't quite perfect.
So
OCD makes you better at some things. Let's say if I wanted to run, I used to run, let's say, a mile, but that'd be a good focus run. If I ran and I thought it was a few lapses, as I was about to finish the run, I go, well, there was a few lapses in that run where I wasn't concentrating, my rhythm was out, so I would run an extra fucking quarter of a mile.
Yeah.
And so that would make me fitter. So sometimes, I think OCD... If you were, let's say, in a group tribal situation, I think that someone with OCD planning a battle might be a good thing to have. So I think there's an evolutionary reason for OCD. You know, maybe not taken to the point of being an illness, but I think elements of it would have been very useful as far as battle plans go, hunting strategy. And
so
that's part of Trevor Stan would be train everyone to be OCD.
Let's have a couple of OCD people in the strategy room.
That's right. I suppose you call them perfectionists. You know, maybe all perfectionists are OCD.
Yeah.
But you end up with a better product because of it. You know what I mean? Okay. So
you'll harness your
gifts. Erotic fiction. Can I say the word cock?
So, Trev, written homework this week. We set you a slightly different one.
Yeah.
Of right, you know, it's obviously very popular at the moment as a genre, erotic fiction.
Yeah.
And have you written us a nice?
Well, I did. I pass it by Julie to see what she thinks, and I read it. She said, "Well, that's not erotic at all. It's just filthy."
Because I suppose there is a line.
There's a line between like, you have to be
like 50 Shades of Grey. Have you read 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, I know about it. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah,
but that's obviously quite. It's not too graphic, is it? It's sort of
sexy.
Yeah,
it more insinuates is a word.
So
Julie's funny. She likes. She went to see a comedy show called Spunking in Our Lady's Face.
Yeah.
Which she loved, thought was great.
Yeah.
And then she complains about me walking around the house in my underpants. You know what I mean? I go, how can you fucking, you can watch something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And not be offended. And then I'm walking around in my fucking underpants.
I suppose it's context, isn't it? Yeah. One is done in the nature of art.
Yeah, yeah, there's
and
other people in the house.
If you just walked
people.
Around, oh, what, in the, what you mean in the house here? With yeah, all, oh, yeah, I thought,
yeah. Oh, no, yeah, she's absolutely valid.
I thought it was just you two. But hang on, what do you mean? You walk around in your pants in front of
well,
what,
like,
her mates?
Well, if I want to slash in the night, you know what I mean? There's two other women in the house right now. If I want to slash, she wants me to basically get fully clothed to go to the toilet 3 o'clock in the fucking morning.
I used to sleep fully clothed in yeah, shoes, yeah, 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 so yeah, let's be honest.
Let's start doing,
you might have to go back to your old days, mate.
But I'm sleeping in a nude now. I can't be fucked doing it. I say, listen, they're fucking women who've seen cocks before, probably a lot of them. So if they see my cock, what the fuck does it matter?
Yeah.
How can you possibly offend?
I think putting a pant on is a
putting
nice
a pant
middle ground.
So then it's okay. A compromise to put pants
yeah,
on.
Yeah, okay.
Now hang on. So have you been walking around not with your pants on?
I did it. I've done that when Julia was asleep.
Yeah.
I'd just jump out of bed and have a piss naked.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And then if she was awake, she would have been outraged.
You haven't been caught yet, though?
No, I haven't been caught. Because now she's always seems to be awake. When I get for a piss, she's always fucking like an eagle eye.
You put her on edge.
That's right.
Just
on pant watch.
Is there a murderer? Yeah, thank God. I thought it was Trev with his dick out again.
Anyway, I read the erotic fiction. It's got words in it like pulsating and throbbing.
Yeah, that's classic. Right, classic erotic fiction.
Yeah,
language.
That's right. Yeah.
So, but have you not finished it?
I'm because of my OCD, I do quite a few drafts normally, but it's more or less finished. It is, yeah.
All right, okay, so we'll get it. So we haven't got it this time.
So
we'll
listeners will have to wait till next week to hear.
I think
an extra week is worth the wait.
Yeah, I've got quite a bit of homework back, and I didn't bring anything up on my computer or anything, and I've got like a poem and something else, and
my eulogy, my whatever it is, I'm looking forward to that. But the only thing is, so if you haven't come up with your laptop, are you using? Cause you
I'm
using
Julia's. Julia's.
Are you on her computer? Do you have certain rules?
Yeah, nips out and I have be very precise with deleting history.
Delete cookies.
Yeah. Oh, cookie didn't fucking do that.
So what did you travel up with? Just a bag? Did you bring no bag?
Did you travel up?
I bought a bag, but I just bought some basic clothes.
Okay. Oh, you have brought a bag of stuff?
Yeah, a few pairs of underpants, socks, one jumper, two shirts, two t-shirts, one tracksuit bottom, one pair of pants.
That's fair.
Two shoes.
That's actually quite a lot for
quite
you.
It is.
Normally you do 4 days
I regretted doing it straight away. As soon as I started carrying I didn't need all this shit. And I've come back, I could actually, shouldn't have brought the fucking shirts up. I should have had one shirt.
Yeah.
I think I could have lived with one less pair of underpants, to be honest.
Yeah. How many did you bring in total?
Eh?
How many pants in total?
Underpants, four.
Four.
Four for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But, okay. But how often are you alternating and washing?
I wear one pair for 2 days.
Yeah.
Then get them washed.
Okay.
That's not too bad, is it?
That's not too bad. Bear in mind, you used to never wash back
in
the day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Or own pants. So
that's right.
You've really come good in your latter years.
All right, so we've got a few bits of stuff to look forward to.
So you've got a few
Chris's
extra written
eulogies,
tasks.
Yeah,
erotic
yeah.
fiction. By the time we get it now, it'll be extra erotic.
Yeah, it'll be extra erotic. Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's really well drafted.
We need to put some sort of light jazz underneath it when we read.
You will become aroused.
great. So we've got a couple of little ideas for little tasks for the next episode, which we're just getting producer John to lock in something for us.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah.
That'll be fun. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Something to do.
They're secret. You're keeping them secret.
Well, we're just waiting for confirmation. So I don't want to let the listeners down. Right. We got something in the pipeline.
Okay. All right.
But it's nothing to shouldn't be. Hopefully, I won't bring up the fact that there might have someone died near where we
are.
Yeah, no death will be
I'll keep
involved.
Death to a
all
minimum.
Right. Okay.
All right, Trev, cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
There we go. That was Trev, and I enjoyed learning more about him as a child because I always picture his head on a child's body, which is funny, just a moustache.
Yeah, totally. We need to source a photograph of him young.
He always says he was a bit of a looker back in the day, so I want to know if he was a handsome child.
Yeah, we'll finally dig one out, I think.
I like the fact that he just never washed.
Just a dirty little Trevor.
Just a dirty Trevor.
Well, you also slept. You should get into his full clothes.
With shoes on.
Yeah, with shoes. It's not even... Just take the shoes off, mate.
I know.
Just sleep, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So that was great. All right, then. So next week...
Erotic Fiction.
All right, let's get him.
Because yeah, he was. We did mention that to him off air a couple of weeks ago, and he said he'd do it, and he just hasn't. So I think he's promised us he's going to write some erotic fiction for the next episode,
right?
Which I'm sure will be disgusting.
I don't even know if he knows what he strikes me as someone that's never, even though he can like erotic stuff, he doesn't strike me as someone, a reader of it.
No.
None of us are, really.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
But confession section of FHM.
I think it's going to be very graphic. And yeah, it's horrible. But I reckon it's going to be graphic and like, you know.
So just to sort of carbon offset that as a group, let's do something a bit more wholesome.
Yeah, we're going to go to a pottery class.
Pottery class, let's do
that. This one I'm really excited about doing just for myself.
I've seen the movie Ghost, and I hope it's just like that.
Yeah, just the three of us.
Just the three of us. Just in a...
Trev first.
Yeah. Me on the back, actually.
Why are you on the back?
Because I don't want to be in the middle of you and Trev. That's why.
Me and Dirty Trev.
You and Dirty Trev. So, yeah, that'll be next week. If you've enjoyed it...
Rate us on iTunes. Look us up on social media. Facebook.com/babysittingtrev.
Yeah.
Instagram, @babysittingtrev.
Yeah.
Twitter, @babysittingtrev.
Get a friend to download this who likes having a laugh and learning about someone who I would describe as unique.
Yes.
And now quite smelly.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Babysitting Trevor is a .. production hosted by Carl Donnelly, Chris Martin and Trevor Crook, and is produced by Joel Porter.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.